But this is, what do we call this?
It's really random because I was just.
It's really random time.
Yes, really random time. So I was on social media, whatever, and I saw that there was an album that was going into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And I didn't know how many had been going into the Hall of Fame. It was Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, 1987.
The actual album.
The album, yes. And that was the first album that I ever purchased with my own money. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. Loved it. And I was like, oh, man, that's something that maybe we could do for boy music.
Okay, that's cool.
And then when I looked and saw, like, how many went in this year, and it's a lot, and then over the entirety of the Grammy Hall of Fame, it's like 1,000 albums that's been into the Hall of Fame. I was like, oh, I thought it was way more special than what it was.
Never heard of that.
I didn't
today.
Either until yesterday when
that
I was kind of going around. So when I looked at this, and it said something about Paid in Full, and it was another album that went in, and it said Hot Black Singles Chart. And then that raised my eyebrow because I had never heard that being an official chart from Billboard. That's now the R&B, hip-hop, right. Whatever they evolved, the name of it, of course. But from June of 1982 to October of 1990, officially on Billboard, it was called the Hot Black Singles Chart. Okay.
Okay.
Something you learn new, you learn every single day. It was around that time, loving music at that time, but and never even thought or remember that it was called the Hot Black Singles Chart.
And that's the idea that they're released as singles, not that it's single black people singing the songs.
Right. The release of a single.
It reads really weird.
It does. Usually the R&B category. So I don't know why my mind went this way. This is why you can call it really random.
Okay.
But I was going through some of the number one singles on the Hot Black Singles Chart when it was called that. So specifically from 1982 in June to October of 1990, how many white artists had the number one single on the Hot Black Singles Chart? Because just now it was, who's the front man for Kiss?
Gene Simmons.
He's come out recently talking about it. He doesn't understand why hip hop is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all this other stuff. Maybe that's all the combination of all this had me thinking, how many white artists were involved in the song had number one singles on the Hot Black Singles Chart?
I was a classically trained singer.
Thank you, Dan.
So this is highly confusing. So they're white people, but they're on the chart,
right?
Is leading me to believe that it was just for black artists. Am I seeing this wrong?
Right. No. It's like R&B. So the black music, but you do have people that can cross over.
Okay.
So this is what we're going to do. That's why I was kind of, I just wanted to see how many of the white artists had the number one song on the Hot Black Singles Chart.
Okay.
So from 82 to 1990, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 songs went number one that involved white artists. So the very first time they renamed this the Hot Black Singles Chart in June of 1982, it took 6 months for a white artist to be number one on the Hot Black Singles Chart.
In 1982?
Yes.
Is it Olivia Newton-John?
Now, let me give you another asterisk.
Is it Blondie?
He was with another artist. So he wasn't alone. This wasn't his song by himself, but he was directly involved.
Is it Paul McCartney?
It is Paul McCartney.
Ebony and Ivory.
And Michael Jackson with The Girl Is Mine.
That one. Yeah. This is a great song. Come on.
She walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
What do you think about this song?
I think if you like this song, you probably like Paul's Christmas song too. Not great, pal.
I know she's mine.
I just want to hear Paul McCartney.
Can you see me in the band?
Yeah,
the doggone girl is mine.
So Paul McCartney.
Because you just don't even want to curse.
I don't understand the way you think.
So this is the first time a white artist was number one on the Hot Black Singles chart with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson with The Girl Is Mine. So that's January of 83, I'm sorry.
Is there anybody that's not with someone else, or is it all, like, is there just a white dude who's like, here's me, I'm...
We'll get to it.
Okay, all right.
We'll get to it, because the next one took three more years. So now we're in January of 1986, and I don't even know if you're going to even call this one. This may be an asterisk on it, just like Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
Is it Whitesnake?
This is...
Okay.
This is That's What Friends Are For. That's Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, and Elton John.
Okay.
So...
They're friends.
They are. That's what friends are for.
Right. Is to get on this chart.
What an incredibly cheesy song. And I don't know, man, people love this track.
You think Elton John is like, you know, I always wanted to be on the Hot Black Singles. Can we get together and sing a song?
Yeah, Elton John joining us now.
Hello, hello.
I don't know if that was the goal of his.
All right, brother.
But he made it. He made it. So this is 86.
I'm the Rocket Man.
So now, you only have to wait 5 more months
to
get another artist, but he's not alone.
Okay.
He's not alone in this also.
He also has friends.
He does, and this is one that I probably would have expected to be up there a little bit higher because he's pretty soulful. Okay. It's Michael McDonald, and Patti LaBelle had a song called On My Own. Now, let's fast forward a bit to get to Michael McDonald because... I really like this song.
I mean, everybody's heard these songs.
He's a soulful dude. So I'm surprised that he hadn't made it earlier. But that's 1986. Now, the next one is another combination, but the white dude gets top billing. And this is called Diamonds. This is Herb Alpert featuring Janet Jackson.
Herb.
This is from June of 1987. I don't remember this song at all.
Sounds like late 80s.
No doubt. Something that you love.
That is not sin.
This is something that like a movie, like in between scenes or something. They see him walking down, they're going somewhere.
There's steam coming out of the street somewhere.
Right. And yeah, this is... I've never heard this song. So now let's get to the first person, the white person that appears alone.
On the Hot Black Singles chart.
Again, Billboard acknowledged Hot Black Singles from June 1982 to October 1990.
And it's George Strait.
This is the first song that appeared for a white artist who everyone, if you didn't know who she was, probably thought she was not white. And this is Tina Marie. This is Ooh La La. And no, Tina Marie used to do duets with Rick James. Again, if you did not know who she was, you may think, okay, it's just a singing, but no, no, Tina Marie was
good. Graciousness, Tina Marie had something. Okay.
Now, that's April of 1988. I'm sorry, I didn't give the dates. That's April of 1988. Now, in June of 1988, we get our second song from not even a duet. He's by himself. Again, another soulful artist that you feel maybe could have crossed over and maybe done, been on that Hot Black Singles chart a while back. It's George Michael, and it's One More Try.
Okay.
This was number one in June of 1988. So this is almost like right when I was graduating high school.
Did George you prefer Michael, him as a solo artist, or were you more of a fan of Wham?
Either one. Like, I enjoyed their music. I enjoyed him by himself.
Wham had a little
sound. Dude had skills, man.
Yeah, they did.
And it's that soulful crossover. They would play this on 104, K104, a ton. This was heavy in the rotation.
People you think undressed each other listening to this.
They would play this in the when they would still play slow music at parties. And this was a big one where you tried to grab a bottom as you're slow dancing. All right, so let's get the next twofer, because this one artist appeared twice, once in March of 1990 and once in July of 1990.
Was it Vanilla Ice?
No, it's Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World.
I don't know where my baby is.
And you could not avoid this song. Somewhere, this was All Around the World. That's the name of the song. That light bulb,
did you see the light bulb
light up over my head when I said that?
Wow. Now, did she start Ace of Base? Did she start who? Ace of Base. Is that like Ace of Base?
Oh, kind
of,
yeah, I don't think so. So she had this All Around the World, and then she had another one in July of 1990 with You Can't Deny It. And I don't remember this song. Good Lord, this was number one? What were we thinking?
Is this finally when they're like, we're changing the name of this chart?
We gotta change the name. What the heck is going on here? Let's change it to R&B or something.
Golly.
So the last one is one where you have to maybe desperately put an asterisk on, because I don't know who gets her in the Dave Chappelle race draft. But this is the last one, right before they turned it to the R&B charts. It was still the Hot Black Singles chart. Good Lord, this song is terrible. We had one.
We built this city.
Yes,
no,
I can't believe
Tony,
that was on the chart.
That was Tip Sheet.
Oh,
what are
no,
you doing?
You hit play.
No, because he's
so
an idiot.
So Starship, huh?
No.
I think I would put them more in white, but that's interesting.
No. It's Mariah Carey and Vision of Love. Okay. I don't know who gets her in the Chappelle draft. Maybe after Tiger, I don't know. But I don't know who's going.
We'd like to offer a trade from the whites.
Oh, from? You don't even
care? Yeah, we're good.
Man,
we're good.
You don't even claim her?
She's put numbers up, but man, she sucks.
Okay, she does not suck.
She can sing, man.
She can sing.
Well, then you can have her.
But this is August of 1990. This is the last time, again, I don't know which race is claiming Mariah Carey. And I do put an asterisk on that one. But right after this, a couple months later, they were like, maybe we don't need to keep the name Hot Black Singles chart.
It says here that her parents were an African-American aeronautical engineer and an Afro-Venezuelan person. And then her mom was an opera singer. I didn't know that. And was
maybe
Irish.
That's why she has the range. Oh, so she could go. Yeah, maybe we can work out a deal.
Enough.
I wonder what a cap number would be on our.
Well, it would be just like us to sneak in there and get a draft pick out of it, though, wouldn't it?
So she's African American, Venezuelan, Irish. How come she doesn't have an Irish accent?
I don't know, Matt McLaren.
That's a good point. Well,
Scottish, but yes.
All right. So, found that interesting. Never heard of the Hot Black Singles chart before.
That's really random.
And then those are the white guys that were number one, and ladies that were number one on the chart.